Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 12 of this podcast. My name is Caleb Hardwick. Say hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
That was the voice of the youngest brother. That was Seth.
And I'm Noah.
And that was the elder, Noah. So here we go, episode number 12. You know, just now I was kind of thinking about this. We're on episode number 12. The King Biscuit show in Helena, they're on what, like 17,500 or something? I mean, can you even, like, I cannot even begin to even fathom that.
Maybe we're doing our show wrong.
Maybe
maybe we need to change our format to something more like his.
And just start playing blues songs?
Yeah.
Ah, maybe so. You know, I've been on that show twice, and Seth has too. I mean, I guess it's not saying much when there's been 18,000 shows and you've been on two of them, but
hey, that's better than none.
That's two more than me.
That's right. You know, at the beginning of their episodes, the standard intro is, it's something like, it's 12:15, time for the King Biscuit Show. And then Sunny Sunshine Pains come on and says something, you know, this is episode number 17,847.
So you think that when he's too old to keep doing it, do you think somebody will replace him or the show will just stop?
I think they'll have somebody to replace him. They already have somebody else who's actually the owner of the station who runs basically the exact same show at different other times of the day. So I assume that they will probably.
So I think you should aspire to take his place.
That would be a great job, taking over. I mean, that'd be big shoes to fill. But the reality is, I mean, Mr. Payne is already like 91. I mean, he's incredibly old.
But just think, if you start now, how many episodes you could have by the time you're 91?
Yeah, good point. Well, you know, if I remember right, he started working at the station when he was like 15 or something, and he's been doing it ever since. And that's just crazy. I can't even begin to figure out how that would possibly work. So maybe we should come up with like a standard intro for our show. What do you think? Like, it's 7:40, time for the Hardwick Podcast.
This is show number 12.
You really should actually probably write us some kind of intro. I mean, you're pretty good at writing music. We should probably stop stealing something from everybody else.
Yeah, we are. We have been kind of pirating Commander Keen music for quite a while.
See, I prefer to think about it as preserving rather than pirating.
I agree.
Sure, why not? You know, and what's interesting is I didn't even realize this until last week when we listened to the podcast from our very first recording when we were on our way to Helena, that in that episode, we used Commander Keen music. And so I just thought it was funny, like a year apart, we had the same idea
yeah.
that we would use Commander Keen music.
I found it very interesting that we were basically identical to what we are now.
Yeah, you know,
we hadn't changed much.
You know, and Star Wars, how everybody said that the newest episode was a lot like A New Hope, that they kind of are similar. If you listen to our first podcast and then you listen to the second time we did a road trip podcast, we went through the same towns. We made the same jokes. It's just, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I can understand now how that happens.
Well, the difference would be, though, is that our podcast was the same people, whereas the Star Wars movie wasn't necessarily the same people directing it all. So,
I guess so.
Yeah. But before we change that, I think that you should re-record your own version of the Commander Keen music.
You know,
like
I was thinking
bluesy
about that.
Version of it.
I was thinking about that. It'd be like, vroom, 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 vroom.
Yeah.
Is that really how it sounds? Is it bluesy?
No, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Can you turn You Gotta Eat My Vegetables into a blues song?
Yeah, it would work. I think we can make this work.
It just sounds kind of like a blues title. I gotta eat my
gotta eat my vegetables.
I'm going to lower the pitch on that so it sounds really good in post-edit. So there you go. That's how I made that happen. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So try to make some intro music. We can base it on the Commander Keen, but we can remake it. It's like like a cover.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever looked up covers of Commander Keen music on YouTube? There's some pretty good ones out
there. I've looked for remixes, and they're usually not very good, because it was already pretty good to begin
with. I've heard some people try and turn them into rock songs and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of things that we should do to make our podcasts better, Hey, Seth, what were you telling me about our podcast logo?
Oh, yeah. So if you have been to the Facebook page or to the website, there is a crest or a seal that is our podcast profile picture. And it is of the... Where did this come from exactly?
Okay, that's a good question. How did we exactly get on that? We were looking at family crests for the Hardwicks, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't remember why, but we just thought, hey, it'd be cool if we could find the Hardwick family crest and use it as our image for our podcast. So after doing a lot of research and looking at a lot of different crests, many of them which we decided probably weren't actual real crests.
Right, yeah.
We think we found the ones that were like the original at Hardwick Hall in somewhere in Europe. And that's kind of what we based our crest around.
Right.
And then we just kind of like updated it to fit our family.
Right, because at Hardwick Hall, the big castle in England from which our ancestors were related to, it was basically like a diamond with an X in the middle, which is pretty boring. But to decorate it, they had deer on either side. So what we did is we kind of updated it and just said, well, forget the deer. Let's just add dinosaurs. And that's...
Baseball diamond.
It's not a baseball diamond.
Is it not?
No, it's not what it's supposed to be. Does it look like a baseball diamond?
I thought
it does look a lot like a baseball diamond.
Well, you know, I'm okay with that, actually.
Yeah, I am too.
If it looks like a baseball diamond, that's fine. It fits in with our family.
Now, I have a question, Caleb. Didn't we decide that Hardwick had something to do with deer? Like the name?
The name Hardwick actually is derived from an old English word that is the same root word as herd, like sheep herd. Yeah. So it's Hardwick, and a wick is like a, I think it might be the same as like saying like a farm or something like that. Yeah. So you it's basically a herd farm or a sheep farm. Mm-hmm. So if you were from Hardwick, you would say, you know, oh, there goes Lenny from Hardwick. That means Lenny, the guy from the sheep farm, basically. So our ancestors somewhere down back in the past were apparently shepherd, sheep farmer people in the UK.
I don't know. I thought I had remember reading somewhere that the herd referred to like the herd of deer.
You know, I guess it could be.
And that was kind of like where the deer and the crest came from.
Could be. I don't know.
Anyway, though.
What were we talking about? Go ahead.
So go back and take a look at our crest, our logo for the podcast website and on our Facebook page. But in the meantime, I have taken that and put it into a avatar printed on a 2x4 Lego brick that I will be receiving at Brick Fair, Birmingham, Alabama, and January. So our Hardwick crest will be on a Lego here shortly.
That is so cool. We should have somehow got Lego in the logo. That would have been great. Because then we would have had dinosaurs, a Hardwick family crest, a pseudo baseball diamond, and a Lego. We should try to figure out that. Also,
hey, if you can make one... Put one on there in like before December 31st.
Maybe.
What did we do for the stars on our logo?
So instead of stars, I put tiny little podcast mics.
Oh, okay.
So, if you go to the site and you click on the image or whatever and zoom in, you'll notice that they're tiny little podcast mics. So it's pretty cool. But dude, our logo on a Lego, that is awesome.
Is the 2x4 brick like just like one of the little square bricks?
It'll be a flat tile.
A flat tile, okay.
Yes, yeah.
2x4.
So it'll be
two
studs.
So it's two wide and four long.
Yes,
okay,
that
gotcha.
Is correct.
A 2x4 flat.
Correct.
Lego logo. You know, that makes me think of Lego Loco.
Oh, that was a fun game.
Was
I mostly
it?
Just like the intro.
I'm not sure.
There was no point to the game, which made it... at least most sim games, you know, like there's some objective or something. In that game, it was just like, hey, here's a toolkit. Just place stuff on the map wherever you want. There's no money. There's no point. There's no objective.
Yeah. when did that game even come out? It was a computer game that we played as kids.
I would say 97, but let's that's just a up. Rough guess.
Hey, I still think that the intro to Lego Loco has that one little part that sounds like the Simpsons intro.
Really?
Yes.
It goes, I really like, didn't notice.
Da, 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 da. Well, and then I it sounds like the Simpsons go.
That the Simpsons predate Lego Loco.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, okay. Yeah.
Lego Loco, this is what Wikipedia says. Lego Loco is a Lego-branded children's computer game for Microsoft Windows platform. It is a simple, open-ended construction game with an emphasis on rail transport. The aim of the game is to construct a town in which Lego people can live. Which, I don't think I ever made one in which they couldn't. Did you?
No, it was fun because, like, the more complicated your town got, the more different kinds of Lego minifigures you'd get.
Yeah, and it released in 1998.
I was real close.
So, yeah.
What year did you say?
97.
Oh, okay.
I think 97 was the year that Lego Island came out. I think 98 was the one that Lego Loco came out, because it was the second phase of Lego games.
Speaking of the Simpsons, though.
Yeah. we've spent way too much time watching Simpsons lately.
But it's the perfect time for there to be showing it, because my coworker is off work. So I'm the only one in the office, so I just turn the Simpsons on every day and just leave it playing in the background while I'm at work. So I've kind of watched a lot of Simpsons this week at work.
And why have you been able to watch a whole lot of Simpsons at work this past week?
Oh, well, it's because they're doing their Simpsons 600 on FXX, where they show 600 episodes of The Simpsons straight through.
So every single episode of The Simpsons from episode one.
That's what I was wondering. Is it actually 600? every episode, or is it just one through 600?
That's a good question. I'm going to find this out really
I was
quick.
Thinking it was every episode ever, and then I realized their ads, they've changed it. It's like just 600.
That's about all of them.
Yeah, that's
not?
About all of them. That's what I'm wondering, though. Maybe they aren't going to show like this season's ones or something.
I thought this season did include the 600th episode.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know.
Seth is researching that because he's our researcher.
But it's interesting because there's so much Simpsons. Yes. It's like you can... when did they start it? Thanksgiving or the day after?
They started it Thanksgiving at 11 o'clock or 12 Eastern.
Yeah. And when does it finish? Do you know?
I don't know, but we're only on episode 350 something right now.
Yeah. So we're only a little over halfway.
We've still got another week or so.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and they've been showing them nonstop. Have they been doing them during the nights?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even during the nights.
Yes.
That's amazing. Nonstop since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And there's only a little more than halfway. There is a lot of Simpsons. Seth, what you find?
Okay. So as of this exact moment, The Simpsons have aired, actually on television, 604 episodes.
604. You think you'll show the last four or not?
That is a good question. They had episode 600 was their Treehouse of Horror, XXVII.
That's a lot of Roman numerals.
Yeah. And was the fourth episode of season 28. Season 28 began with episode 597. So they will have to at least have started season 28 then for the marathon. But will they get all the way?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to wait and see.
Because by the time they finish it, they'll also have aired episode 606. Because that will have recorded after the episode is released.
Definitely one of my favorite parts of the holiday season are all the marathons.
Yeah.
I hope they're going to do another Mythbusters marathon.
Yeah, how long till we have one of those?
You know, I don't know, but I hope they do. I hope they will.
We ought to be getting a new Mythbusters pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah, they're rebooting it.
But how so?
With a new cast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Mythbusters is probably my favorite all-time show. I can't think of many shows that I would put above it. But Christmas time, it is that time of year that we get all these marathons and stuff. So let's talk a little bit about Christmas season. We have all, I think, finalized our wish lists.
I don't know about finalized, but okay. I have at least started on one.
You can certainly amend them. You can add appendages to the end. That's fine.
The problem is, though, I've already finished all my shopping.
Right. I haven't really started at all, actually, so that's kind of embarrassing.
I had pretty much finished mine by the end of October already, but...
I don't consider myself a procrastinating person. Not normally. I'm usually pretty good about stuff, but when it comes to Christmas shopping, I just don't get excited about it. And I usually just put it off until the very end.
I get excited about it. I like to start looking for gifts and finding stuff for people that they want. But the problem is, I usually don't know what they want because they don't give me their Christmas list until after I've already bought everything.
Right.
Well, the problem is that I don't want to give you a Christmas list in June because I kind of want the stuff before 6 months later.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a real problem that I have because like I'm not allowed to buy anything after like the end of October. So there's all these things I want, especially around Black Friday when I see all these deals and I'm like, yeah, I want to buy this. And then I can't buy it because I'm not allowed to buy things because then I might buy something that somebody bought for Christmas.
You're not allowed to buy board games in November or December.
I didn't buy any board games
for yourself.
For myself, yeah. I did buy that one that I was planning on using for a Black Friday, or not Black Friday, a Dirty Santa gift.
So for any of you out there who might be at a dirty Santa party with Noah, beware.
Don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And zap your brain now.
All right. So what I have here is Seth's 2016 Christmas list, which is appropriately titled. He actually put that on the top of the sheet and underlined it.
Hey, this is my list. Can I not read it?
And you spelled everything correctly. Yeah, sure. Let's allow you to go over some of these things.
Okay, so what I want for Christmas is gummy bears. It's at the top of the list.
Why gummy bears?
I don't know. I was just wanting gummy bears. Won't even want gummy bears
by
Christmas.
I've still got that giant gummy bear in my room that you could have.
I don't want that, though, because I don't want to mess it up.
I have a student in my group that comes to my Bible study sometimes on Sundays, and he keeps mentioning that. He keeps saying, I'm going to go buy me a 40-pound gummy bear, man.
You want to take him that?
I mean, it would be so great. He would be so happy.
I mean, it's probably expired, but let's be honest.
I don't think
he would
care. A
giant gummy bear isn't going to get worse.
I've seen this guy eat gummy bears off the floor. I don't think he would care if it was expired.
I really just want to open it up and poke it. I don't know why. But
I know,
like,
yeah. You think it'll go, hee-hee.
Exactly.
Like Pillsbury Doughboy? All right.
Hey, if it doesn't, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, next time I see him, we might have to do that. Okay. Gummy bears. Why not gummy? What about gummy worms?
Those are disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I really would prefer gummy worms because then you can bite their heads off. And then and especially if you get the little sugar-coated ones that have that little sour taste on the outside.
Hey, this is my Christmas list.
But those things if you eat too many of them, they hurt your tongue.
That's true. That's the hazard of anything like that that's kind of got that sour thing. Yeah. If you eat too many, it will mess your taste up.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, moving on.
Okay, so I put gummy bears at the top of the list because, not because I wanted it the most, but because I didn't really want it. It actually came later on in the list, but it's like, this does not fit right here. So I just moved it to the top. Next on my list is a new pillow. I got that idea from Noah.
What's wrong with the pillow you have now?
It's about as thick as a...
screen door on a submarine.
I was thinking
of when you said that. It's about as thick as a screen door on a submarine.
Well,
anyone listening, that's a reference to a Rich Mullins song.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Go look it up. What is it called? Screen door?
Screen door.
You know, we're going to have to make a playlist to accompany every single one of our podcasts with all the references we make.
Yeah, it's true.
I want another pair of dark blue work pants because I only have one pair. And after working in it for a day, I need to wash it. And if I'm working the next day, that's a lot of laundry to do real quick. Especially if I get out on a call and then I got to come home and shower and change. And yeah, just another pair would be nice. I want a really nice, heavy-duty LED flashlight.
The flashlight hobby is one of those hobbies that I kind of want to get into, but I kind of don't.
Wait, there's a flashlight hobby?
Yeah. You just search the internet for flashlights and you'll realize that, you know, just how there are people that collect headphones like I do. There's a whole group of people that just collect flashlights.
Is it kind of like sneakerheads?
Maybe. I don't know what those are. Are they people that just buy shoes?
Yeah, dude. You don't know all the people who are just ridiculously crazy about sneakers and shoes and stuff?
Not really.
I don't know. So they're flashlight heads?
Yeah.
I guess so.
That'll spend, you know, a couple of $100 just to get a flashlight, which I don't really know what you do with all your flashlights.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know either.
You know, I mean, I have weird hobbies, so other people can have weird hobbies too.
I also want a pair of gloves, warm work gloves or driving gloves or something to keep my hands warm, but also be functional.
Right. Yeah.
I want a belt because mine's falling apart, literally.
Right.
And then I want a watch, preferably a digital watch, but it has to be able to measure seconds.
Do you need that so you can, like, time?
Yes, so I can time stuff on medical calls.
Like a heart rate or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Because for whatever reason, our pulse ox is not working lately.
So a digital or a non-digital?
I mean, I probably prefer digital, but a non-digital would be fine too. And then lastly on my list as of now are hardware, craft, Lego sorting bins for sorting Legos for the Lego room remodel that I'm planning.
Noah, what's on your Christmas list?
I've got some expansions for the board game Cash and Guns.
That's a fun game.
Let's see. Then I've got an expansion for Castles of Mad King Ludwig.
Is there going to be a
board game?
Are there going to be a lot of board games on this?
Yes, there are going to be a lot of board games. And then I've got a board game that I don't know how to pronounce, but I'm going to try. Maki Koro?
Yeah, we played that at the
library.
That's
exactly it. Yep. Yeah.
That was actually a really fun game.
I enjoyed that game.
I'd like to get that one. And it's not really expensive if anybody's wanting to buy me a present.
Okay, cool.
I've got a pillow, which Seth said that he stole from me. I listed a bamboo memory foam pillow.
What made you want one of those?
I was looking for pillow reviews, and I found the one that the Sweet Home does, where they buy a bunch of pillows and compare them, and that was the one that they like. So I figured, it's as good a pillow as any, right?
I feel like pillows are kind of personal.
Yeah,
taste.
I think that's kind of what their review concluded, is it's like, well, it's really hard to recommend one, but if we were going to recommend one, it would be this one.
Yeah,
and they actually recommended like four. Like, they had one for, like, if you like to sleep on your back, we recommend this one. If you like to sleep on your side, we think this is probably better. If you're a stomach sleeper, you probably like this one. If you just want one that's cheap for guests when they come over, we suggest this one.
Right. Because, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's different from person to person. So,
and if you get Noah a pillow, but you don't get me one, I'm going to actually steal it.
So basically, at this point, I've tried several different kinds of pillow, and I haven't liked any of them. So I'm like, well, let's try a memory foam one. Maybe it'll be different.
Yeah.
Because the last down one I bought, I didn't like. And the one before that was more of like your cheap cotton ones, and I didn't like it. So yeah, let's just keep trying things until I find one.
All right. Cool. Next.
They got a patchwork board game.
More board games. Cool.
Yeah. Sushi Go Party Edition, which is an 8-player version of Sushi Go.
Doesn't Sushi Go already go up to like 7?
It goes up to 5.
Only 5?
Yeah.
I thought it went up higher than that.
Nope.
Huh.
But I thought it would be fun to get that because then I could play with more people. Because 5 is a really limiting number when you have people over and there's already 4 of us, and then you add another 4 people, and it's really hard to find board games. So and then in that same vein, there's also a Love Letter Premium Edition, which is another 8-player version of a normally 4-player game. And I got a pair of Cost Porter Pros, which I just noticed Amazon has dropped $5 off the price today. That's nice.
A what?
Cost Porter Pros. They're headphones that were made in like 1985-ish for cassette players.
Oh,
yes,
not...
it looks very retro.
Okay, so you're not actually getting like a mass production from the 80s.
I don't think so, but you know, you never know. They might actually have just overproduced them and we're still sending them out.
Okay.
No, cool. They actually just came out with their 25-year limited edition version, I think, with gold in it, colored. Because the traditional color is like this very 80s like light blue color. And it just looks so dated. I really like the retro look. It kind of, it makes them really stand out. It
makes you feel nostalgic when you listen to music.
But I really like the way they sound, and I really like the way they're really comfortable.
So, anything else on your list?
The only other thing is the last Ticket to Ride expansion, which is the UK with the flip side of the board being Pennsylvania, which I really want to play that Ticket to Ride expansion. It looks fun. It looks like a mix of Acquire and Ticket to Ride.
Huh. Okay. So I just did a quick number count, and you have 11 things on your list, 8 of which are either a board game or a card game.
Yeah, I believe that. Actually, there was 3 other things that didn't make it on my Amazon list because they're not sold on Amazon.
What?
Yeah. These are the bonus items. I've shared them on my Facebook page. I want the hoodie for the Rockin' a Hard Place podcast. I feel like we need a little bell so I can you know,
ding,
promote them. And then I want the hoodie for Indie Vision Music.
Ding.
And I want the Lifehacker t-shirt.
Ding.
Wait, should we really ding the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, everybody who's listening, Noah is really hard to buy for because typically if he wants something, he'll just buy it and he'll probably get it at half the price that I would pay for it, which it just makes it hard to buy for because you know he would just buy it for even cheaper. So it's frustrating sometimes.
So I just buy him a box of
Whoppers. It's my goal in life to be one of those people that's really hard to buy Christmas presents for.
Well, you're succeeding so far. Yeah.
Although I don't think I'm doing it the way I intended. I intended to do it because I was one of those people that just doesn't want anything.
Yeah.
But instead, I've turned into the person, well, I already have it.
I think I'm the kind of person I'm hard to buy Christmas presents for because all the stuff on my wish list is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are kind of hard to buy for, but you're really not that hard to buy for.
Yeah. So some of the stuff on my list isn't that expensive. We'll go over it here real fast. The number one thing on my list is I want a miter saw.
What's that?
Which actually is kind of expensive.
Yeah, I started trying to look into those and discovered that they're kind of expensive. Yeah. And I also discovered that I really don't know anything about them.
A miter saw is, or a chop saw. A chop saw is actually more technically what I want, although miter basically being the same thing most of the time. So a chop saw or a miter saw means it's a saw that you cut blade down. In other words, yeah, like a buzzsaw, you would cut from the front.
Front, yeah.
You know, I realize that's an expensive instrument, but you know, maybe someday.
Yeah, I pulled
maybe
one
next
up on
year. I went back and looked through for prices, and the cheapest thing I could find over the weekend was about $100. And
right,
but here's look back in the past, and I did see some for around $50. So,
and I would totally be willing to take a used.
So maybe
one.
Next year, maybe between now and next year, I can find one for $50, and you might get one.
A used one, I'd be totally fine with. Also, I'm totally fine with a small one because I'm not chopping big pieces of lumber. I'm chopping very small pieces of lumber. Most of the things I'm working with, I'm usually working with like a 1x2, a 2x2, or, you know, 2x4 is about the biggest thing I'm working with. I don't need big construction saws. So just something small.
Yeah, I just looked one of these up on Google and it looks incredibly easy to chop a finger off with one of these.
It probably would be.
Because you're coming from above down instead of behind it like you normally would be.
The other things I have on my list, I said a working cordless drill. I'm not really that concerned about that one because
a non-working one's okay.
Well, I already have some drills that work. They're just corded and it's kind of annoying, but you know, I'm willing to work with what I got. It's not that big of a deal. So, I also want a second USB mic so that we can have a fourth person on this podcast without having to share mics, which would be awesome. A package of Owens Corning 703 or Roxel Safe and Sound, both of which are very dense insulations, so we can keep our room warm for the first time. No, actually, what I really want it for is so that you can make an acoustic panel out of it, because that stuff is so dense, it really absorbs sound really good, and that would help eliminate like room echo and high frequency noises and stuff. So that way, the audio we record would sound really good. So that's
problem
one of the
things. We need a studio.
Yeah, I wouldn't really have anywhere to put it. So.
Hey, all you out there in podcast land, if you have a nice extra room or something for us to set up a studio in and use once a week, let us know.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll just continue to record.
Caleb's
going to
build us one with his miter saw.
That's right.
All right.
I'll provide
the pallets. You build it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to run through some of these real fast, pretty quick. I need some new earbuds because I've been borrowing Mama's while I'm running because mine totally went kerplunk.
You probably
you mean
need
mine
two.
Totally went kerplunk.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad about borrowing stuff from Noah and then calling it my own. Anyway.
We all are.
I need some little cheap Chinese guitar tuning heads, machine heads, like you put on a guitar to just so I can continue to build stuff with. Anyway.
I'll see if I find some at a yard sale.
Yeah, also, I'm totally fine if you want to find a guitar and strip them off of them. That's recycling. It's good.
Can I strip them off of someone else's guitar?
Yeah, when they're not looking? Sure, why not? I would like a brass guitar slide. I've been playing with a glass guitar slide, which sounds good, but brass has a slightly different tone to it. So, you know, they're not very expensive. You can get one for like $5. So that'd be fun just to have one to play with. Socks, apples, and pens to write with, anything like that. Pretty good. Also, a couple other things I put on the list. I just said Monoprice stuff. Monoprice is a website that's basically just really cheap Chinese audio supply and all sorts of home theater and, I don't know, just tons of cheap Chinese stuff.
Pretty much just electronic accessories.
Yeah, cheap Chinese electronic accessories. And I just picked a few things that I thought looked cool. I'd like a distortion pedal for my guitar so that if I'm recording a guitar or something, I can actually add the distortion in an analog instead of a digital setting. I saw they have a guitar pick cutter, which I thought was interesting. I'd never seen that.
What is a guitar pick cutter? I saw that, but I don't know what it is.
I think it's basically like a hole puncher, but in the shape of a guitar pick, I think. So that you would have like a piece of, you know, plastic or whatever, and you just click it, and there you go. You have a guitar pick.
That's interesting.
Yeah. A tunable tambourine, which I want to try to convert into a body for a banjo. Because that's basically the same thing. A banjo body is something tight that you can tune. So I thought a tambourine would be a cool mix. And I've looked it up on YouTube. Other people have done that too. And then a little mini mic for my phone. I saw these on there, and I doubt they work very good at all, but they're really cheap. They're like $15 for a mini mic that you put in your phone. It's supposed to increase the volume that it can record at, which I thought would be really good and handy in case I wanted to record something like just really fast.
Yeah, on the go.
Just like as a little demo. And I thought that'd be pretty cool. So, okay, that's everything.
You need to record a podcast and you don't have a...
Exactly.
So is there anything on your Christmas list that won't make more annoying noise for our room?
No, nope. Pretty much nothing. Socks, they don't really make noise. Apples, pens, running gloves. But pretty much everything else, is designed to annoy Seth.
The problem that I have with shopping for your stuff on your list, Caleb, is I don't know what most of it is, and I don't know where to buy it from.
Well, that's how I feel about most of the stuff on your list, so
yeah,
deal with it. Yeah. That's why we make lists, because otherwise we wouldn't have any idea of what we were buying.
It's really interesting that we're like on the opposite ends of the audio spectrum, though. You're like on the music creation end of the spectrum, and I'm like on the music consumption end of the spectrum. So we actually have this pretty vast knowledge of how audio works, but Caleb knows it more from like the production side, and I know it more from the reproduction side.
Right. That's why we're a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and
how that works.
I'm sitting over here who has nothing to do with music at all.
What do you have to offer to the team, Seth?
Hey, I can fix a soundboard sometimes.
Seth, he actually is good at the performing side of it, of live production.
All right, guys, we need to start wrapping this up.
Was that a Christmas pun?
No. Well, I guess it could be. We need to wrap up these presents. Okay. I get it now. So, any final words before we finish this up?
If you're a beaver, don't go into a store with artificial trees.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Do you think we actually have beavers listening right now?
Hey, you never know.
There you go. Thank you for listening. This has been another fun episode.
We didn't accomplish anything. And if you're still listening to this podcast, I really admire you.
I do too. So a few episodes back, we tried to do this thing where we ended it by trying to...
Rhyming?
No. We all tried to say the thing together. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Are we gonna try and do the website?
Yeah, we should try to say it all in unison again.
Okay, we start with... the website, and then we go to Facebook.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Visit us online at HardwickPodcast.com. and at facebook.com/HardwickPodcast. Hey, that almost worked that time. We almost got it down.
Hey, Seth, where can listeners find you online?
HardwickPodcast.com.
Are we giving away our personal?
I was going to say, do you want to give out?
You can find me on Instagram at HaskellHobo. And on Twitter at baseballyacker.
Find me on Instagram at ASH5427.
You want to explain those numbers?
Yeah. So ASH is the initials.
I thought you were Weather Weirdo.
No, that's on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
On Twitter, I am AR Weather Weirdo. But on Instagram, I am Ash5427. And Ash are my initials, ASH. And then the 5427 goes back a ways to Cardinal history, and those are the numbers of Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, and Scott Rolen.
Got it. Sounds cool. All right, Noah, what about you? You have any social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at CN Hardwick, and I write for the website IndieVisionMusic.com.
Cool. And how do you get to IndieVisionMusic.com? What's their address?
www.
Got it. Okay.
Dot IndieVisionMusic.com.
Cool. Got it. And Seth,
http://.
Seth, how can we reach you at 911?
911.
Oh, got it. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.